I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. 67 years ago today, one of World War II's bloodiest battles got underway. The Germans attacked U.S. troops along the front lines in Belgium. It became known as the Battle of the Bulge. The Belgian town of Bastogne was a focal point of that battle. Many acts of heroism from that battle have been recounted over the years, but none quite like the one you're about to hear. The World's Clark Boyd reports from Bastogne.
Martin King drives his Ford minivan in a forest just outside of Bastogne.
Now, there's no monument here telling you what this place is and what it's all about, but what I'm going to show you is actually quite remarkable.
King is a military historian. He leads me deeper into the forest. Before long, rain and sleet start to fall. King is Scottish, but he's lived and worked in Belgium for 30 years now. He's interviewed countless veterans and co-authored a book called Voices of the Bulge. He loves giving visitors to Bastogne the behind-the-scenes glimpse of the battle.
Now, what I find remarkable is that 67 years after the fact, you can still quite clearly see the foxholes here.
This was the scene of ferocious frontline action in the Battle of the Bulge. Imagine it, King tells me, with 2 feet of snow, the ground frozen solid, fog so thick you can't see 5 feet in front of you, and the German army only a couple of hundred yards away. Old newsreels help paint the grim scene around Bastogne in December 1944. The German shelling was horrific, and medical supplies and personnel were hard to find, so some locals volunteered as nurses. In the HBO miniseries Band of Brothers, there's a scene set in Bastogne. A white Belgian nurse chats with an army medic outside a first aid station. They're discussing another volunteer, a black nurse.
Where did she come from? The black girl.
The Congo.
How'd she get here?
Just like me. She came to help.
It turns out that the black girl from the Congo is not a fictional character. Her name's Augusta Chiwi, and hers was one of the great untold war stories, says historian Martin King.
This story is the most amazing story I've ever heard. And, you know, I mean, you can sort of like, you know, take the hero story of, you know, he did so much that day and he was a hero and he shot all these people and he had the big guns. But this, to me, had something else. It had a humanity that I'd never come across.
Augusta Chiwi was born in 1921 in the Belgian Congo. Her father was a white veterinarian, originally from Bastogne. Her mother was Congolese. When she was 9, her father brought her to live with relatives in Bastogne. Chiwi later studied nursing in the city of Leuven. In December of 1944, she went home to Bastogne for Christmas.
De la neige. Et un brouillard.
The snow. Oh, the fog, Chiwi now recalls. When she arrived, the town was in U.S. hands and the front was some miles away. A few days later, though, the Germans surrounded Bastogne. Chiwi and her family hid in the basement. Then, a few days before Christmas, there came a knock at the door. It was a U.S. Army medic named John Pryor, known as Jack.
Jack Pryor arrive à la maison.
Jack Pryor arrived at the house, Chiwi tells me. My ambulance driver has been killed. There's no one left, Pryor told her. Chiwi volunteered as a nurse. She worked at the makeshift first aid station in town. She even donned a U.S. Army uniform when her own clothing became bloody. Then she volunteered for something much more dangerous. On a windy hill outside Bastogne, there's a U.S. war memorial. Chimes ring every 15 minutes to remind visitors of the sacrifices made by American soldiers. Nearby is a field that was part of the front line back in 1944. Historian Martin King says Chiwi risked everything to help the wounded U.S. soldiers there.
She was actually going out into this field here on our right. The Germans had the whole area zeroed, and they were hitting this with 88s and mortars and heavy machine guns. And she talks often to me and to other people. She's mentioned it, that the ground was being raked up around her as she was trying to retrieve the bodies.
Then, on Christmas Eve 1944, the aid station in Bastogne was hit by a German bomb. More than 24 U.S. soldiers were killed. So was a volunteer nurse. This is Bastogne's main square. Not far from here stands the spot where the aid station was located. It's now a Chinese restaurant. A plaque commemorates those who died when the aid station was bombed. Some books about the Battle of the Bulge say Chiwi died in the explosion. But historian Martin King didn't buy it. A few years back, a contact in the Belgian army told him that Chiwi was still alive. King found her in a retirement home just outside Brussels and got her to tell her story. In a documentary made a few years ago, Chiwi remembers the night the aid station was hit. She was sipping some Christmas Eve champagne with Dr. Jack Pryor in a building next door.
So a bottle of champagne was opened, a glass was passed around, and I do not know whether he finished filling the glass, but we heard something coming screaming towards us. And then a big bang, and all the windows were blown out.
Chiwi was blown through a wall, but she survived. After the explosion, she simply got up and started helping Jack Pryor tend the wounded. She continued to volunteer until the Germans were pushed back and the siege of Bastogne ended. For years, Chiwi went for long stretches of time without speaking about her war experiences at all. But the more Martin King coaxed out of her, the more he realized that Chiwi should be honored for her service. He wrote letters to the U.S. Army and to the Belgian King, and it finally paid off. Earlier this year, Chiwi was honored by King Albert II, and just last week, the U.S. Army did its part for Augusta, now Lady Chiwi. Chiwi was given the U.S. Army's Civilian Award for Humanitarian Service in a ceremony in Brussels. Colonel J.P. McGee, who commands the Bastogne Brigade of the 101st Airborne Division, presented the award to her.
Ma'am, you embody what is best and most kind in all of us. It is an honor to share the stage with you and to be able to say on behalf of U.S. veterans everywhere, thank you. The number of lives that you touched is incalculable. There are men and women in America who would never have a father or a grandfather if you hadn't been there to provide them basic medical care.
During the ceremony, Augusta Chiwi, who's now 90, smiled, blew kisses, and waved to her family in the audience. I asked if she was happy to be honored almost 70 years later. Yes, Chiwi told me. See, I've had a good life. I've got my children, my grandchildren. And she added, pointing to her head, I've still got my marbles. As historian Martin King told me, America honors its heroes. It just needs to be reminded sometimes who those heroes are. For The World, this is Clark Boyd, Bastogne, Belgium.
Clark has photos of Augusta Chiwi then and now. You can see his slideshow at theworld.org.